AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is rejecting Hamas's terms for a ceasefire and hostage release deal.
After meeting with Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who's in the Middle East again in hopes of brokering a ceasefire, Netanyahu called the Hamas terms, which include ending the war, delusional, and vowed to keep fighting until absolute victory. Hours later, Blinken said while the Hamas proposal does have some non-starters,
we do think it creates space for agreement to be reached.
Hamas says it will send a delegation to Cairo for more talks. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Officials say a U.S. drone strike hit a car in Baghdad, killing three members of the powerful Qataib Hezbollah militia, including a high-ranking commander. The strike came on a main thoroughfare in eastern Baghdad. A crowd gathered as emergency response teams picked through the wreckage. Security forces closed off the heavily guarded Green Zone, where a number of diplomatic compounds are located, amid calls for protesters to storm the U.S. embassy. Senate Republicans have blocked a bipartisan border package, scuttling months of negotiations with Democrats on legislation intended to cut back on record numbers of illegal border crossings. Many Republicans say the election year compromise wasn't enough, even as supporters of the bill insisted it was the best possible in divided government. A storm that packed itself over Southern California for days, unleashing historic downpours that caused hundreds of landslides, is moving out of the region after a final drenching. The system dropped heavy rain in the San Diego area early this morning, then became scattered showers. This is AP News. The Super Bowl may be Sunday, but some of the ads are already out and creating lots of buzz, like the one for Uber Eats with loads of celebs.
In order to remember something, you got to forget something else.
That's what Jennifer Aniston says while getting Uber Eats groceries, but then can't remember her friend's co-star David Schwimmer.
You still don't know, do you?
I don't.
Right.
Like I forget 10 years of my life.
The spot is full of other celebs like the Beckhams and Usher.
I hope I get to play the halftime show someday, man.
Something Ad Age editor Janine Poggi says to expect.
It's really about having fun in the game this year. You won't see too many ads that are super serious.
With Super Bowl ads costing around $7 million for 30 seconds, many advertisers releasing their ads ahead to capitalize on the buzz that builds as the game approaches. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.